This is Matt Spiegel, and we are off and running with Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. Hear guests like Joe Davis explain the thought process during baseball's biggest games.
You gotta widen the lens. What does this home run mean?
Harper, the swing of his life!
Incredible broadcasters sharing great stories from your favorite teams with new episodes weekly. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
151 days until Syracuse kicks off its football season up against the Ohio Bobcats. Now joining us on a little college football fix on the Zach Gelb Show is a man that played quarterback for Ohio State a year ago, had nearly 3,200 passing yards, 24 touchdowns to 6 interceptions, has since hit the transfer portal, and now will call Syracuse his next home, and that is quarterback Kyle McCord, kind enough to join us on CBS Sports Radio. Kyle, appreciate the time. Thanks so much for doing this. How you been?
I'm good, man. Can't complain.
How do you kind of been acclimating going from Ohio State to now a new home, a new staff, new teammates with the Syracuse Orange Men?
Yeah, the transition's been smooth. I think Coach Brown coming from Georgia, which is obviously another top program, he's running it pretty much the same exact way and holding us to that standard. And the rest of the coaches have all had great experience. So the level of excellence and that standard has kind of stayed that high.
The energy is what stands out to me. Like, I knew Fran Brown before a lot of people knew Fran Brown because I'm a Temple graduate, and I know Elijah Robinson as well, who was brought in to be the DC. But the energy of this staff, if I knew what it was years ago, but I'm sure Fran Brown is the same way. How about his energy?
Yeah, I mean, it's off the charts. Extremely genuine dude, and he always brings it every single day. And it's been a lot of competition, and I think that starts with him. I mean, he's going to talk trash and get the guys going, so everyone's kind of rallied around that.
When you look at your transfer portal kind of opportunity that you had to hit this past offseason when you were leaving Ohio State, there was some speculation it was going to be Nebraska, and then you did wind up with Syracuse. Just take me through that entire process.
Yeah, so I got in that first Monday the portal opened. I really had no idea where I was going to end up. And took some visits, obviously went to Nebraska first, and then visited Syracuse, and then took a step back and weighed my options. And it just made sense to come here. The staff, the situation that I'd be walking into. So it was just something I couldn't say no to.
Talking to Kyle McCord, who joins us right now with the Syracuse football team. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Individually, how do you look back at your season a year ago at Ohio State?
Yeah, I think I'm extremely grateful for the way it went. You know, a lot of highs, a few lows. Some big wins, beating Notre Dame and Penn State, and then obviously not the way we wanted to end the year, but I'm thankful for it. I feel like the growth that I went through in a year was tremendous. I feel like from game one to game 12, I got better, played through some injuries and some small stuff like that. So just having that experience under my belt now, I feel like it's huge, and bringing that experience here, and I think I can use everything that I went through last year to catapult me into a great season this year.
When you talk about catapulting yourself into another great season, just how big of a jump do you think you could take, and what have been some of the things you've been working on this offseason?
Yeah, I think you don't know what you don't know. And having 12 games under my belt now and an offseason where you know what you need to work on, you know what's going to show up in the game, you know what's going to get you better, just having that under my belt I think is huge. And it's an advantage, obviously, I didn't have going into last year being a first-year starter. And so now having that experience and that knowledge, I feel like I can really take this thing to the next level.
Now, I know that you've talked about your relationship with C.J. Stroud on social media. We all saw his incredible rookie season. Just what were you able to take from your time with C.J.?
Yeah, I mean, I picked his brain every single day. And seeing the success that he had last year, being a rookie and arguably being a top five quarterback already, was no surprise to me. Just the way he approaches the game. And a lot of it, I think, is just his preparation. I mean, he prepared like no other. You know, he's a film junkie. And so just being able to pick his brain and learning under him for 2 years was awesome. And, you know, just getting the small ins and outs of how he sees the game. So I think that helped me last year. And, you know, that door's still open. I hit him up every now and then, just, you know, shooting, you know, whatever. And he's been awesome.
Talking to Kyle McCord now, it's like an interesting line that you got to toe, because you are the quarterback, but you also are new to this program. There's a lot of people that are new to this Syracuse program. How do you guys now work on building chemistry with the program, with some of the guys that have been there and now some of the newcomers that have stepped in?
Yeah, I think it's an interesting mix. I think a lot of the times when you get a new head coach, all the veteran guys either that have played there or, you know, have had success go on and they leave and they go to another school. But that's not the case here. All the veteran guys, all the leaders from last year's team came back. And then Coach Fran brought in a great portal class as well as some freshmen that are going to play early. And so now I think, especially in the spring, is just getting everybody on the same page, gelling as a team. And I think we've been doing a good job. We're ahead of schedule than what I anticipated and where we'd be. And so now it's just all about using that momentum and continuing to roll and get this thing going.
When you learn the offense and you get a better understanding of it and you build those relationships, what can Syracuse football fans expect on the offensive side of the ball this year?
Yeah, I think we have a real possibility to be explosive. Obviously, bringing guys back like Ronda Gadsden and LaQuinn Allen and Dan Villari and a few of the other receivers, and then bringing in some portal guys like Jackson Meeks and Zed Haynes from Georgia. I really think, you know, the sky's the limit. And Coach Nixon obviously is the OC, and he's been doing a great job, been in the NFL for some years. And when he was in college, had some really explosive offenses. So we're all excited. And I think now it's just putting the pieces in the right spot and, you know, putting guys in a position to have success.
Talking to Kyle McCord, the new Syracuse quarterback, so many people speculated on why you hit the transfer portal. What was the truth on why you elected to leave Ohio State?
Yeah, I think obviously a lot goes into that. You know, it wasn't on my mind during the season, but once the season ended, sat down and, you know, had some conversation about what the future looked like. And, you know, they had a vision on what they wanted to do. And I think I had a vision on what I wanted to do. And, you know, ultimately it didn't pair up. And I think that's just the reality and the business of college football. And, you know, I obviously was in a good situation last year and, you know, I didn't necessarily want to leave. But then once I had those conversations and kind of weighed my options, I felt like it was best for me to go elsewhere. And there's no hard feelings there. I still have a lot of good connections and relationships there. So I wish them all the success this season. But just for me and my career, I felt like the best thing for me to do to really grow as a player was, you know, go to the portal and go elsewhere.
What would have needed to happen to have you stay with the Buckeyes?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's one thing in particular. You know, they obviously went out and got a transfer quarterback, and that was definitely part of the conversation that we had. And, you know, they felt like it was best to turn the page. And, you know, ultimately, I guess, you know, we'll see in the fall if that was the right decision or not. But like I said, I have no ill will. I think that's just the reality of college football nowadays. And, you know, I think it all worked out, and I landed on my feet at a great school with in a great situation. So I couldn't have asked for it to, you know, play it any different.
Let me ask you about Marvin Harrison Jr. He was the best wide receiver to me in the country last year. Now you hear maybe Malik Nabers may jump him in the draft. I don't care that he didn't participate in the pro day. I don't care that he barely participated in the combine. What's an NFL team getting in your former teammate in Marvin Harrison Jr. whenever you hear his name called?
Yeah, I think you can turn the film and see how good of a player he was. I think every opportunity that he got to step on the field in his past 3 years there, he's dominated. And even this year, coming off a monster season in 2022, teams knew where we were going to try to get the ball, and that was to 18. They tried to double him and, you know, all sorts of ways to stop him, and they couldn't. And he still had a monster year. And so playing with him the past 6 years, 3 years in high school and then 3 years in college, and just seeing the growth that he's made, there's no doubt in my mind that he's the best receiver in this class.
Getting back to your new team, you said that you feel like the sky is the limit. Why should people buy in to what's getting built right now and maybe is being kept a secret with the Syracuse football team?
I think you look at the people. I think a great coaching staff has been built here. Guys with a lot of experience, guys who've been in the NFL, have been at other successful college schools. And then the players that we brought in, I think, like I said, anytime you get a new head coach, usually the best players leave and go to a different school, but all the best players came back. And then the portal class we brought in, you know, I think is extremely strong, and guys that have experience, guys that played a lot of football. And I think when you mix that with, you know, a lot of guys who are hungry to go out and prove themselves right, you know, that's a mix for success.
What do you hope to get out of this experience? Just wondering at Syracuse, Kyle.
Yeah, I think already it's off to a great start. You know, I want to come here and win as many games as possible and put the best product of not only myself, but the team out on the field. And I feel like the coaches have definitely been allowing me to do that. Coach Nixon's been great having, you know, open dialogue about what I like in the offense. And I think at the end of the day, you know, everybody is here to win and everybody's here to produce and then ultimately, you know, get to the next level, which is the NFL.
Well, Kyle, hey, I appreciate the time. Thanks so much, and good luck on this new chapter at Syracuse.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
This is Matt Spiegel, and we are off and running with Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. Hear guests like Joe Davis explain the thought process during baseball's biggest games.
You got to widen the lens. What does this home run mean?
Incredible broadcasters sharing great stories from your favorite teams with new episodes weekly. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.